As Terry said, the computer changed, and now the scoreboard leaderboards that are adjacent to the 18th fairway have changed as well. Bryson DeChambeau has received a two-shot penalty on the fifth hole earlier today. That five becomes a seven.
With me now on the Western Hotline, Brian Koziol, tee to green, Saturday mornings. DeChambeau is just off the range at what would be 10:30 local time. Fans still there watching him hit balls. He just wrapped up, gave his glove to an attendant who was manning that scorer's tent throughout the day, maybe like apologizing to him for keeping him up so late. I don't know. Might sound like maybe Brian and I talked hours ago and this is a recorded segment. No, he just, it's dark there, 10:30 at night, and he just got off the range. Let's get Brian in here for your interpretation of what happened today. So, Brian, what happened here?
Well, yes, I was excited to talk about two guys that shot 62, but we're not. We're talking about,
we'll see if we get there.
Yeah, Bryson and his drama. So anyway, for those that didn't see what happened, on the fifth hole, Bryson DeChambeau hits his drive into the tall fescue area to the right of the green. It's a shorter hole. It was only playing 328, so he was trying to drive it. And a good hole for some good drama, and ultimately it led to that. So he's about 50 yards, I'd say, maybe 40 or 50 yards short of the green in the fescue on the right. And he goes in and assesses his lie. And there's obviously, as we all know, there's spotters that are there, volunteers. They say, hey, we got your ball. He comes over and says, oh, I got it. Thank you very much. The spotters walk away. He and his caddy assess the lie. They hit it. He hacks it out, goes onto the green, or toward the edge of the green. He makes one more chip and then ends up making a putt on that hole, just missing it for both. So he makes a bogey. What happened is he plays through. He goes into sign his scorecard, and they said, hey, we have some video from the fifth hole we'd like to talk with you about. We think that you may have, whether on purpose or inadvertently, improved your swing path in terms of all that fescue grass. So he watched the video. They're going to assess him a two-stroke penalty. He obviously was very upset about it, protested. They actually were in there for 17 minutes. Then he went back. They actually went back out and essentially reenacted it all out there in the fescue. He actually had a club. He was swinging. They had two rules officials from the RNA there, him and his caddy. And he keeps going. And he's very, very animated throughout this whole thing. Like, obviously, he knows maybe there's a two-stroke penalty coming. Very upset. The video showed that he walked behind the ball to kind of assess what angle to take. When he did so, he definitely stepped on some fescue grass. And then when he approached the ball back to get ready to hit it, he stepped on some more. Ultimately, when you're hitting a shot like that, you want to be really, really steep and vertical with your shot. You don't want to be shallow because otherwise you're going to catch all this grass. So it looks like maybe, and he hits this out, that, you know, could there have been more fescue grass in his way in feeding his shot? But there wasn't as much because he had stepped on it. Ultimately, you know, did he do it intentionally? Did he not? Some players are saying yes. I mean, some of these analysts are saying yes. Some are saying no. But ultimately, some of them are saying it doesn't matter because whether he did it on purpose or inadvertently, it improved the area of his intended swing. And that's the ruling that they're going with. He's upset about it. He didn't want to talk to the media. Then there was a video showing him saying, I may not play tomorrow, to the RNA. Then asked on his way out, the media asked his agent. His agent said he'll decide in the morning. So there's a whole other layer with this. We know Bryson has a lot of drama going with him. The fact that he's not talking to the media and not explaining his side of things on this adds another layer, I guess. But that's kind of, I made a short version, a long version, but that's kind of what it's at. So he goes from -7 in the final group with Herbert down now to a tie for fifth and -5. With that two-stroke penalty on that fifth hole. And now maybe we wait to see if he's even going to play tomorrow or not. That obviously is still in question, which to me, I would never advise him to just walk away. I feel like that seems like a very poor decision if he ends up doing that, even if he totally disagrees with this ruling.
Very good, Brian. So ultimately it sounds like, and it looked like from what I could tell, the argument was that, so when I'm watching it, it's almost like he's stomping around the area where the ball is, as if you could look at that and think he's really trying to mat down the grass. But maybe DeChambeau is saying, well, what do you want me to do? I mean, I'm walking over here. I've got to walk here to play the shot. So I think maybe that's a pretty subjective thing, where I could see this one being hotly contested, where you're like, what am I supposed to do here? I'm not allowed to take steps. If the grass is going to lay down after I step on it, well, how is that a penalty? And, you know, when you, in my opinion, when you see him arrive at the ball in the morning or whenever, like during his round, he is like stomping on the grass, not looking down at it, but it didn't look completely, you know, honest to me.
I think that's fair. I upon watching this video now a whole bunch of times, he's not being 100% careful in terms of how he's walking around in that area. And I think Smiley Kaufman from Golf Channel reenacted the whole thing a couple of times. I think if anybody's able to watch that at some point, that video is great. I think he explained it well. He said, look, while you can walk in the fescue to try to figure out, you know, the kind of shot you have, you also have to make sure that you're not doing anything that is changing what it would be your intended swing. Now, again, by you walking around, I guess officially it could happen, but I do agree with you in that sense. He did not walk gingerly. So if there was the thought of he's trying to do something and maybe get away with it, I can see why the video would show that.
Yeah. And it's this player. I mean, he comes with a reputation. Right. Do we know how it was found out? Like where the source of the video or just the question of his behavior came from?
I haven't heard that yet. All I just heard is that the RNA approached him afterwards and said, hey, don't sign your scorecard. We've obtained some video that we'd like to go over with you from the fifth hole. So I don't know if it was from a viewer or from, you know, obviously there's Louisville officials that are watching all the different TV coverages from all around the world to see, you know, as they're watching, but I don't know ultimately where they obtained it from. And you're right. If being Bryson, this adds a whole layer.
Yeah.
If other players, even if they 100% disagreed, probably would have just taken the high road out and just said, okay, I disagree, but, you know, here I am signing my card. Bryson went out there and was kind of really trying to argue his case. And, you know, some people might say, good, like if he thinks he didn't do anything wrong, he should argue his case. I can listen to that, I guess. But because of DeChambeau and all that goes with him, this is definitely a bigger story than if it was even Lucas Herbert who did it, you know.
Right. Yeah. Brian Koziol, my guest, tee to green tomorrow morning. Wonder if you'll get to the guys who shot 62 tomorrow morning. You have an hour or two, so you probably will get to that. DeChambeau was a big story already. He had missed the cut in the three previous majors this year, but out here on a course that's not supposed to be suited for a player like him, I think I heard he hit four fairways yesterday, supposed to be a course where you have to hit it straight. This guy's all over the place, but he's so long, and he putted great. Short game looked good, and here he is in second, or at least for a while. Now he's back to certainly not out of it. Three strokes. If he's out of it, I'm dead in the bet because I've got players behind him only in Scheffler and Rahm and Fleetwood. I wonder if my odds are the same, worse, or better than they were from before the tournament started. I feel like it's maybe about the same. I like that it's not exactly murderer's row in the top five, although Cameron Young, who wasn't, I guess, playing that well coming in, is right there.
Yeah. Yeah, and Burns, who was a runner-up at the U.S. Open, who's kind of been nipped a couple of times in majors, he's there. But you're right. I think looking at your players, the McIntyre pick, Mike, is going to work out really nice for you in terms of the fact like he's right there with a chance going into the weekend. And then you've got some of the big names, including Scheffler, who, if he gets any putts going,
oh,
I mean, his ball striking is to the green has been excellent. So he didn't make any putts today. If he can get a couple to go tomorrow, I think he would definitely be in the mix here to win.
You couldn't even possibly overstate this. Every hole, he's like 10 feet for birdie and missed. I feel like I haven't seen him make a putt in 3 years, Scheffler. But he's so good. And apparently he's, even though you do see him crack sometimes, like emotionally, he must be so patient that he'll go to the next hole and do the same thing and miss again and go to the next hole and do the same thing and miss again. Because that would rattle a lot of people.
And he's not the only one. Fleetwood missed a real easy putt late. Rahm missed an easy putt late. Like there's these greens must be a little bit more trickier to read than maybe they're seeing, or even because the speed's a little slower, maybe that's, you know, bothering some of them. We know these greens are much slower than maybe what they're used to playing. on the regular PGA Tour. I don't know. But, yeah, for Scheffler, I mean, God, he's in such a good position. Even if he just made half of those putts that you're describing, he's definitely in the final group
right.
going into tomorrow. So, I mean, he's still in there with contention to win back-to-back Open. So, yeah, I think there's a ton of good storylines. Fleetwood, essentially this being his home course, growing up, hometown guy. Like, Rahm has some interesting stories. And then, you know, the two players that we mentioned already, Cam Young, Sam Burns, like, these are guys, if they won their first major, we would say, yep, this is their time for it. So, I mean, I think there's a lot of good stories in there with a couple of names that we all learn about each, you know, each major. There's always a couple here, whether it's Herbert or Stuber or guys like that are involved. So, yeah, it's a really, really good leaderboard. I like it. I guess we could still even argue that McIlroy's not out of it. He had a good day today, minus one now overall. He's got 3 under today, so that's maybe he'll get, you know, something early getting going to get involved in the story. But obviously now, you know, going into overnight and into tomorrow's round, the story is going to be a lot about Bryson. And, you know, I just don't know if how he handled it was how I would have advised. But, I mean, he's definitely going to get the stories here coming into tomorrow for sure. And luckily we have 2 hours tomorrow and he's ready to talk about it.
Good, yeah.
Yeah.
From I wasn't watching when this fifth hole stuff happened, but I saw some of his round, maybe like right around then, and it's the crowd egging him on to hit driver on holes like that. Maybe it was that hole. I don't know. Maybe half asleep.
It's one of those drivable holes. Yeah, the fifth.
The crowd wants to see him pull the driver out. In fact, Scheffler played with him, and Scheffler hit a drive, and the crowd started going crazy while the ball was in the air, and it wasn't even that good a drive. It's because they see DeChambeau take the driver out. Like, they want to see him. They want to see him do that. So he has the crowd, right? Like, as much of a villain type as he is, he has a lot of detractors, but I think on a golf course, he has the fans.
Yeah, because he's super exciting to watch. And I think if you're there and you're kind of sucked into the moment, like, who wants to see him pull out a 6-iron if you're sitting there right on the rope on the tee, right?
Yeah.
You want to see him absolutely unload on it. And, you know, I guess unfortunately for him, if he doesn't have this rules infraction penalty saga thing here, you and I are probably talking about how great he's played over 2 days, how he took a lot of criticism from Nick Faldo for not having a strategy and has essentially come out and played with great strategy and looks like his short game has been the best it ever has been at an Open and really maybe turned around from what we had talked about pre-tournament was, wow, what a terrible major season he's had with 3 missed cuts. Now he's going into the weekend as the favorite to win. But, you know, obviously maybe that's going to take a back seat to this storyline here. I really hope he doesn't withdraw. I'm not saying that that wouldn't be a major story because, like, geez, when would that have ever happened? A guy that has a chance to win a major just withdraws because he disagrees with a ruling. I think it'll add some good drama to see how he reacts to this going forward. He clearly can still win this. He's only 3 back with 36 holes to play. So I kind of would want to see that play out to see, like, okay, he's coming back here to play. Like, let's see how this affects him and how he handles it going forward.
Absolutely.
I would want to see that play out over the next 2 days.
For sure. Last thing, Brian. So 262s. We know who Sam Burns is. Lucas Herbert, Australia.
And live player too. So that's why we really haven't seen him much on the PGA Tour. He actually won a live event. Let's see here. 3 events ago. Yeah. His Live Golf Virginia. He finished first in that event. So I know you follow that quite a bit.
I still have a Live Golf Virginia pennant from when I was a wee lad. My dad bought it for me.
He did play in the U.S. Open, missed the cut, but he has a win this year at Live Golf Virginia. If you ask me any more about where that was played, I can't give you that. Sorry.
You've done enough. You've said enough. Yeah. I've asked you Jackson Suber and this guy and all the rule stuff. You've definitely come through great. Thanks for your time. Where are you guys going to be tomorrow?
We're at Niagara Falls Country Club, 2 hours. In addition to talking about this Bryson drama, it's the Porter Cup. It's the final round, so we'll kind of set the stage. If anybody wants to come watch tomorrow, it's free admission up in Niagara Falls. And by the way, Bryson DeChambeau is a Porter Cup alum. He has played in it. Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, David Duval, Ricky Fowler, Justin Thomas, Brooks Koepka, a lot of these guys. But yes, Bryson DeChambeau also had played in the Porter Cup in previous outings.
So obviously they've played then through the air quality stuff. They've played through
it. Yes, they have. And they have. They seemingly from everything that I've been told, no delays or anything like that. So they played through all that, even though obviously that had to have been tough, especially a lot of these players are carrying their own bags. So, I mean, you know, I'm not saying that they're doing construction work out here, but, you know, it's taxing on the body to do, for sure.
Have golf courses been closing or no?
I think it's been kind of more of just like play at your own risk. I don't think I've heard anybody officially of closing, at least in Erie County, that area, or Niagara County. So I haven't heard any that have been closed. No.
Okay. Very good. Thank you for this week, Brian. It's been great.
For sure. Enjoy the weekend.
You too. Brian Koziol on the Western Hotline. I could have said like good luck, but I don't mean it. I mean, I've got four guys tied for eighth. It'll do in a tournament where there are so many players and then so many guys, this particular tournament, European players, or even, I guess, live players, or both, that are relatively unknown to me. I feel like it might be the toughest one to get right. Still a chance. And I know you're all rooting about this, and you're focused on our Pick 10 game. I'm sure that's your driving influence for interest in the Open Championship. Okay, time out. Hydration break. I'm Mike Shope, and this is WGR.